You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney in for Hannah Baba.
San Quentin Radio, bringing you informative educational stories from the inside out.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop, and all of a sudden you heard this.
Close to 3,500 people are incarcerated at San Quentin. They live in cells that are 48 square feet and a little less than 8 feet tall, most of them with a cellmate. In this piece from our archives, reporter Tan Tran brings us the story of a pair of cellies who made the choice to live together despite a mountain of obstacles.
Hi, my name is Jarvis Juvon Clark, but everybody calls me Lady J.
Hi, my name is Jacob Edward Gable. People just call me Jake.
What is my nickname for you?
Lady Mama J.
No, my nickname for you. What nickname did I give you?
Oh, she nicknamed Baby Bear.
Yeah, this is my Baby Bear.
I saw Lady J standing by the barber area, and she was kind of just staring at me. So at first I felt kind of awkward. And then she decides to walk up and introduce herself. So it wasn't as awkward as before. It was still awkward for me because I'm not used to
transgenders.
Well, no.
Inmate people.
I'm not used to just people in general. So she came in and introduced herself and told me what she does for the inmates in the prison. And if I'm not comfortable with anything or if I have any problems with anything or anybody, to come to her and she'll take care of it or try to take care of it and do it she can.
Have I been true to my word on that one?
Yes, she has. She has taken care of many problems that I've had.
Ooh, and there's been a multitude. Lord have mercy. Can you imagine a white boy, blonde, Aryan-looking white boy, coming into the system and he's living with a transgender? We'll get to that story later.
So you went and talked to these people. I didn't really have any issues until a couple days after, and They were still trying to talk me into ignoring you and just walking right, like if you're at yard, walk right past you at yard, don't even acknowledge you In the cafeteria or in the chow hall. Same thing, don't acknowledge you, don't talk to you, don't look at you. And
just pretended that I was dead to the world. I didn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. And I decided to move in with you because even after you went and talked to people, I was still having issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't tell you about half of them because...
Why? You think I'm a tiger? And I would go... I would never attack. I just went and informed them that here at San Quentin, this is a prison where we have none designated people, and you will not act like that. So let me ask you a question. What made you say, I'm not going to follow that rule and just say, I'm going to hang out and talk to Lady J?
Because you were one of the only people that I felt comfortable with being around in the building.
That almost makes me want to cry.
Please don't.
I'm not.
And I didn't talk to anybody else except for maybe my cellie at the time that I had before I moved in with you. But you're the only person that I felt comfortable with. And I don't like being told what to do.
I love that. So living with Baby Bear, this is really my first time living with anyone that wasn't black and wasn't a gangbanger in this facility or in prison itself, or living with someone who is not a long-term inmate, right? I'm old enough to be his older big sister. We're gonna leave it at that. Hush. But I'm very comfortable with him. He's like, I can come in and after having a bad day of dealing with these morons here, and I'm talking about the people in blue, and he sits there and he listens to me just gripe and, for lack of better words, bitch. He needs to, I might bitch for about 2 hours, but he's listening, right?
And I'm half listening.
Half listening, but he's listening, right? And I appreciate that so much, because it's like this calming force in my life right now, and that's what I need. How's it living with me?
Almost like being at home, because at home,
Oh, that's a beautiful answer.
At home, I live with four other women in my household, and I'm more comfortable around women than I am with men.
Okay.
So,
you know, that just validated my womanliness. Thank you, baby bear. So I appreciate you, kid.
I know.
Aww.
That story features the voices of Lady J and Jacob Gable and was produced by Ton Tran of San Quentin Radio in 2018. Ton is also a musician and one of the featured artists on the newly released San Quentin Mixtape, Volume 1. You can hear him on Rich People Problems. Find it on Apple Music, Spotify, or SoundCloud. Rich people puns, I ain't never had that thing. Ooh. Pockets empty, robberies was taking place. From the slump, from the bottom, I ain't never had a thing. On my mama, I'ma make it out this place. Your rich people puns, I ain't never had that thing. No, no, no. Robberies was taking place. From the slump, from the bottom, I ain't never had a thing. On my mama, I'ma make it out this place. Our radio training program at San Quentin State Prison is supported by the California Arts Council with funding from the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. All content is approved by an information officer. While you're there, subscribe to the Cross Currents podcast so you can keep up with Bay Area news and culture wherever you want. You ain't little, I live how you tell me how to feel then. Sister had a baby with the dude that beats her still. I'm calling home collect. You ain't gotta deal with that. Sister, you a queen. Recognize your worth and leave us at. Brother, I got kids and no house that I can keep them at. If I try to leave, I'll be homeless up in second. I'm like, damn, sis, rich people find.